Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
A Fresno producer growing. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so we're talking about Producers Dairy. They're the iconic Fresno business. They're just a legend here in Fresno. They've acquired another family dairy in Oregon. Producers now owns the 89-year-old Umpqua Dairy in Roseburg, Oregon. And it's really interesting, kind of the parallels between these two companies are just kind of eerie. You know, Producers itself is 88 years old. They're both third-generation family-owned dairies. So that must have been just a really good fit for them. So family members of Umpqua Dairy will continue to run it for a transitional period. And it's part of a plan to keep the Umpqua brand alive. There wasn't a fourth generation in line ready to run the business. So both parties felt that this was the best way forward. Producers will distribute the dairy's ice cream, milk, and juice brands. And Producers is growing. They have 3 manufacturing facilities and 13 distribution centers in California and Nevada. They've been on a growth track for a while now, acquiring new assets in other places. It's a proud family business. The Shahady family is well known. A lot of longtime Fresno residents have a lot of memories of Producers Dairy growing up. And you know, congratulations to both of those companies.
Yeah, that's an awesome story. Thanks for starting the week with a good one there, Gabe. Now, let's talk about COVID-19 and, again, claiming another Fresno restaurant.
Yeah, this is a sad one. So this one is the Downtown Deli in downtown Fresno, the latest victim of COVID-19. They opened back in March, so, you know, that they had been planning to open well before that. And, you know, March was when all this craziness started. And it's owned by pawn shop owner Leon Alchian. He has a couple of pawn shops and music shop in downtown Fresno. It's near City Hall. It's near the police headquarters, community hospital. The sales just didn't materialize. Maybe it was people working from home. The business employed 5 people, it's just a sad thing. And we've talked about a few restaurants closing already, it's just we expect many more. I guess the good news for Leon is this business was sort of draining his other enterprises, but if, you know, things return to normal, he's open to reopening it. Just, you know, the question is when will things return back to normal? And I think that's something the business community all over has just been thinking about lately.
No kidding, especially for restaurant owners. Great information to start the week, Gabe Dillard. Hope you have a decent one, buddy.
Same to you, Tony. Thank you.
Hey, you want a more in-depth coverage of those stories and all news that is business? You can pick up a copy of the Business Journal or check them out online.